This morning, I am privileged to introduce to you Fred and Joanne Cunha. They're going to come up. Fred and Joanne are a young couple at IBC, and they have quite an interesting testimony of God's faithfulness in their lives in respect to generosity. Let's give them a big IBC welcome. Joe and Fred. Glad you're here, guys.
Thank you.
It's kind of fun sitting up here and just having a chat in front of all these people, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I was struck when I first heard your story, Fred, particularly, and Joanne, you're part of it, but it kind of, the bad stuff started with him. So, Fred, why don't you just kind of share a little bit of the background of what led you to this day?
Well, I grew up with a bad example. My dad lost everything he had and more when I was about 10, gambling, and so I never had a good influence in my life as far as finances went. Joe, on the other hand, had very good influence with her dad, very successful businessman, and so she was very good with money. When we met, the two worlds collided, and I took over. And so by the time we got married in 2000, we had mostly, I racked up about $75,000 in debt, not counting interest. And so, back then it was more money, make more money to get more stuff, and that's really all we wanted to do. And then, there was one time in Vancouver when I was shopping at this very expensive store, and an NHL player was sitting right next to me buying shoes, and I thought, that's pretty cool. You know, me and Paul Kariya shop at the same place. You know, he makes millions, I don't, but it was still cool.
How cool is that?
It was cool. His shoes cost $600, mine cost $350, but still, pretty cool. And so, looking back, it should have been a warning sign, but I just thought it was cool. And then in 2000, we moved to San Francisco. We ended up becoming Christians in San Francisco, and that's when things started to change. And
I bet you, Joanne, were kind of breathing a sigh of relief whenever things started to change. Tell us a little bit about what changed and how.
Well, it wasn't, an overnight change. God had to work on us gradually. The first lesson we learned was, it's not ours, it's His, and He just gives it to us. And so then we learned the lesson on tithing, and that was really hard because you want to hold it close. You don't want to give it away, and so He really had to change our hearts with that. But we really felt that was what He wanted of us. And so even though a lot of times it didn't work out, we couldn't afford groceries or pay rent, we still tithed because we knew that if we were faithful, that God would make it all work out. And it gradually became a joyful thing to be able to give and to see what God does, through our tithe in the community, what IBC does. It's a joyful thing now.
That's neat. It's, the change that's come into your life is pretty enormous. And Fred, whatever happened with that $75,000 nut of debt you were carrying around with you?
It's down to $5,000. And if we actually bought a house a couple months ago, and if we hadn't done that, we would actually have been debt-free by the end of this year. We're going to have a big party. So it's down to $5,000. We're going to be done by March, and now we own a house. So it's pretty cool.
So what you're saying is that whenever you got a grip on your heart and began to see things from a kingdom perspective, God kind of showed up in your life and did some extraordinary things.
Yeah, I love that verse from Malachi. I mean, it's just so true. It's just so evident.
One of the things about learning to be generous and give is that's so joyful is in my life, I've never seen God more tangibly present than in response to our generosity and giving. What has it done in terms of y'all's joy and just your capacity now to give back? What kind of impact has that had on your life?
Well, just with, as an example, IBC, we've been tithing for the last, 3 years. Now, next year, we've already worked out our budget for 2005, and we're also going to be able to give to our old church in San Francisco where we became Christians. We've always wanted to give, but we couldn't because we were putting everything into debt to get rid of it. So next year we'll be able to give, and it's going to be a great thing.
Is it worth not shopping with NHL hockey players and going to Ross?
Yes, it is.
Is it worth doing that?
It is. One of the things, it's been extremely hard. The last 3 years have been extremely hard. This is not fun. But, you know, you have to do it. You just have to.
And our marriage is stronger because of it. Yeah. We've lived a hard 3.5 years, but...
No more trips, you know, hey, let's go here or let's go there. So, but hey.
Well, you look happy. And you look healthy. You look well fed. So God's taking care of you.
He is.
Thank you for sharing, Fred and Joanne.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Let's give them a hand. God bless you guys.